Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
We knew we were going to have him back, our galloping gourmet, Gavin Foreman. He has slipped into the studio. Good morning.
Morning, Todd.
I go, oh, gee, I can even sense it. Now, I got an email saying, hey, what are we going to talk about? Well, of course, we've got a great recipe. We're talking coffee, chilli, and
chocolate.
We'll talk about that in a couple of seconds. But you've got a bit of an issue about the modern celebrity chefs versus the old school style chef.
Not all of them. Some of like guys, there's chefs out there that Anthony Bourdain types that I still really enjoy watching. But the Food Channel has got so many of these brand type people that you could just take the head off one, stick it on another, and it's the same show.
Does it frustrate you watching the Food Channel?
It bores me to tears sometimes when these people are on, and I end up shouting and...
Really?
And before anybody calls up and goes, he's only saying that because he's jealous. Yes, I am jealous. I would love that, but, you know...
Well, hey, hat goes off to you. At least you've admitted it. Okay, yeah. You've mentioned Anthony Bourdain. Yeah. I think he is fantastic. So, who are the celebrity chefs that you're not keen on?
Oh, the Maeve O'Maras of the world.
Oh, she's beautiful. I love Maeve O'Mara.
Are we going to go to Nigella as well?
Oh.
Her feeding herself is more in part of the show than her actually cooking. I like the old school, like Rick Stein.
Rick Stein is good.
There was an old Keith Floyd I used to love.
But he sold out and went and started, I suppose they're all kind of flogging off stuff in one way, shape or form, aren't they?
Well, there's one certain brand that an Australian Manu's flogging off and, yeah, there's lots of them. Okay. Jump on the bandwagon. How much money would it take?
Yeah, that's true. Gabriel Gattai.
Yes. You see, some people think he's boring. But I find him very real because he involves family, he involves friends, he goes to people's places and he actually cooks.
Well, so does Maeve O'Mara, I suppose.
Oh, but in a very bland... It's they're like chefs without salt and pepper. There's no seasoning.
Peter Russell Clark.
Absolutely.
You like Peter Russell?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay, that's fine.
And the paleo. Well, who's the paleo?
Oh, Peter Evans.
Yeah, you see, I'm going to eat food that's not cooked. The paleo diet for people... Those people didn't live very long. They didn't cook the food and they didn't live very long. They lived to about 30. Well, and he's recommending you eat this diet.
Yeah, that's another topic for another day. Hey, who was the guy on ABC that spoke very eloquently and wore
a beret? Driving me mad, but he was brilliant. He'd have a glass of wine, he'd teach you how to make toast. Here, we're making toast today. Yeah. I'll have a little slurp.
Yeah,
he
was brilliant. It's 8 a.m., but I've opened the Chardonnay for the day. Okay, so Bernard King.
Bernard King? I could take Bernard King. Oh, Huey. Huey was brilliant as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
People that were really into their food and really passionate about it and not just there for their paycheck and to look good on the TV.
I'm actually seeing that you're more pro the men and not the women. Is that true?
Maggie Beer. I love Maggie Beer. I think she's brilliant. So it's not sexist in any way. So, but yeah, I don't know. It's just the real people.
Okay. We're going to have to agree to disagree because you said to me when you walked in the studio, who would you rather have dinner with, Anthony Bourdain or Maeve? Well, I'd like Anthony there, Maeve and Nigella.
Yeah, but Nigella's just for your own personal needs.
No, she's eloquent.
She's eloquent.
Okay, we're going to move on. Okay, well, I'm doing my best to try and get you two to get your own program on TV. This is interesting. Coffee, chili, and chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah. It's a cowboy rub.
Wow.
From the Texas part of America, which blends into South America, is where chocolate comes from and coffee comes from. Chili they love. So they dry it all, rub it on their steaks, set it aside. And the recipe that's coming up has got sweet potato and eggplant mash with it.
Very nice.
And with the sauce, it's also got coffee and chocolate in the sauce.
Okay, so what kind of steak are we going to use?
I always use steak on the bone. Meat on the bone's always a better cut. In my opinion, it's more tasty. I'd love the big Viking cut ribeyes, about 300 grams thick.
So you mix all the ingredients together.
All the dry ingredients.
And rub it on the steak.
Yep.
How long do you leave the rub on for?
About half an hour. And then you take it out and throw it on your barbecue.
All right, so I've been watching a program on pay TV called Barbecue Pitmasters.
I love that show.
And I didn't realise there was so much technique going into to barbecuing meat. And Australians think that we've got it down, but I've got to say, I think the Americans do it better than the Aussies.
That Texas, North Carolina area, where they're building pits out of the back of semi-trailers, and it's unbelievable. You see, you like real people doing real food.
I do like, well, I just like real food. I can
so, yeah, the barbecue rub is, it's huge in America, and it's not big out here at all. But the chocolate, chili and coffee, beautiful flavours. And with the sauce, you can add coffee. I've put coffee and chocolate in the sauce too. So it's like a beef stock.
It's like a mole kind of thing.
Yeah,
from a Mexican,
exactly.
Yeah.
But reduced down with beef stock.
If you're buying a piece of steak, do you suggest going to your local butcher and telling them what you intend to do?
Absolutely.
And saying, look, Gavin's given me this great recipe for, you know, this rub. What should I, you know, don't be embarrassed that you don't.
Oh, not at all. Ask, tell them exactly what you want to do with it and they'll know the best piece of meat to do it with. Especially with the rib, if you do it as a whole piece before you cut it, you get it nice and medium rare in the middle. If you want it well done, cut it and then do it that way.
Yeah, cooking ribs scares me, but I'm going to take the dip one day. All right, nice. Do you feel better now?
I feel better now. I've vented.
he's vented to you this morning. Hey, the recipe is going to be up on the 2NU RFM webpage. All you've got to do is go to the Todd Sargeant Morning Show page. It will be there and you could be having your own cowboy, Texas cowboy rub steak. Gav, we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Not a problem. Thank you.
2NU RFM.
2NU RFM 103.7.